Good morning. How y'all doing? Well, I guess today is hump day, right? It's the day that lets you know you're halfway through the week. That the weekend is almost here, right? Wrong. As I keep telling y'all, on the journey to accomplishing your goals, there is no hump day. There is no, I'm almost there. Is you keep grinding till you get there. And once you get there, you grind harder. Change your mindset, people. Stop being accustomed and falling into the same unproductive mindsets that everyone else has. I'm going to talk to you this morning about regret. So regret is what eats you away from within. Regret is difficult to deal with. What I could have done better. The mistakes I've made. Listen to me. The mistakes you have made only make you better. What better teacher you can have in life than experience? Of course hindsight is 20/20. Of course we can look back and say, had I done this, man, it could have came out better. Right? We all have done it. Wouldn't we love to be able to just rewind life and play several situations over again so we can get it just right? Well, wake up. Stop living in the past, because those type things are impossible. But what is possible is learning from the mistakes and keep pushing forward. What is possible is those mistakes now become the stepping stones. See, the most important thing that you must understand is that regret by itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. The only valuable lesson that you'll have in regret is that you've learned the lesson from it. So walk with your head high when you make those mistakes. Yeah, walk proudly when you make those mistakes. You know why? Because those are things you can build from. And in life, it's all about building yourself. It's about taking yourself from where you once were and building yourself up to where you want to be. Listen, knowledge comes in so many different shapes, forms, and fashions. You can learn knowledge from a dummy. You can learn knowledge from a plant. You said, a plant free? How can I learn knowledge from a plant? I'll tell you how. Because a plant doesn't worry about anything but blossoming. It doesn't worry about the rain. It doesn't worry about it being too hot. It doesn't worry about the ants. The only thing on a plant's mind is growing. It's blossoming until its full potential. Because what's ahead of you is most important, not what's behind you. You've already passed that. You use those experiences as a roadmap, as key points on your journey. See, we only get one shot at life. You only get to live this great movie once. And as I said before, the visions that you may have are sneak peeks at your future. The dreams, the goals that you want to set, that only you can see, that feeling you feel when you know you're going to accomplish something or you want to accomplish something, that's a sneak peek to your future. You can't get there by looking back in the past. You can't keep getting there by keep dwelling on mistakes. Nah. What gets you there is building off those mistakes. Using those mistakes as fuel, as motivation. Walking around full of regret gets you nowhere. So learn to move forward. Learn to propel yourself. Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to your mistakes, yo. We all make them. The most successful person has made more mistakes than the person who refuses to look past their mistakes. You know why? Because the successful person won't stop trying. The successful person looks at those mistakes and be like, this is not a mistake. This was only a lesson I've learned how not to do something or how to be better the next time go around. You have to unlock your mind. Free your mind. You say, how do I do that, Free? I'll tell you how. Enjoy moments. Enjoy experiences. Enjoy possibilities. But most important, always be optimistic. Always see the bright side. When you look at life that way, it's kind of hard for you to be a failure. But what you have to stop doing is comparing yourself to others. Comparing your stage one to someone else's stage 10. See, that'll get you nowhere. That's where regret comes in. Because you're going to ask yourself, what am I doing that that person isn't doing? What could I do like them? I shouldn't have did this. I should have started before so I can be on their level. No, you started at the perfect time. The most important thing that you must learn in life is that you have so much to learn. We all do. And experience can be that best teacher, while life itself is the greatest classroom. Regret, people. Free yourself from regret. Break those chains of regret. Because when you fly, you can soar like an eagle. And who owns the sky as graceful as an eagle? Blessings.